We're in a really big anniversary week, aren't we? The first man to walk on the moon was 50 years ago.
Saturday? Yeah, 2 days from now.
Oh, to walk, yes.
Yeah,
the blast off to the moon
was the 16th.
Yeah, the 16th.
And, 21st. I don't know, whatever 20th. Saturday is the date. Yeah, because return was the 21st.
All right.
Yeah, on Cirque on Saturday, we're doing a tribute to the moon. Earth's a little nightlight. Two straight hours.
You're doing 2 hours of the moon.
Kind of. It'll be loose.
How are you going to do that?
Well, tune in at noon on Saturdays like you guys always do for the Cirque du Soleil show.
There are various interpretations of that word.
Oh, really? So you're wondering how we could kill 2 hours? There's a lot of different ways.
Yes.
We've talked about your mooning history before, haven't we? Like his era, you're going to moon cars as they go by or moon outside of your car?
Yes, people would roll down the back window or the side window and they just hang their... Since we're at the British Open, they'd hang their bum out the window.
Right.
And you're driving along and you don't want to see that.
That's very funny that was a big thing. Like
that was
50
thing,
years ago, and now who moons anyone?
Nobody.
It doesn't
Nobody.
Happen.
You know the story of me taking that group in the 90s to the Kentucky Derby, and it was a Neiman Marcus group that hired me to go with them to the Derby, and I said, "Well, let's go to the infield. They're all dressed to the nines. We've all got sport coats and roses on and things like that." Well, the infield at the Derby. That's a whole different group of humanity in there, baby. I mean, there are people in there who just drink and throw frisbees all day or something. They hardly ever see a horse, much less a race. And we got in there, and we're with these wonderful people. And it's the inner circle from Neiman Marcus. If you spend, like, X amount a year, Neiman Marcus offers you, do you want to go here or here or there, okay? Well, I'm taking about, I don't know, 15 people on this walk through the tunnel underneath the track and into the infield. We get out there. Man, there are denizens of the deep in there, baby. Mm-hmm. And we're walking along, and this woman, probably 60 years old, says, "Oh, look." And somebody in the infield stands is mooning people. Just the kind of classy thing you want to see. A wonderful group, Neiman Marcus.
Right. They're getting mooned at the Derby.
Mooned at the Derby.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Let's go back to the real
actual moon.
Though. Yes.
Yeah, I figured, I mean, I kind of wanted to do a segment or hell two about it because it's 50th anniversary is a very significant thing. I watched that CNN, I told you about it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And if anyone wants to track it down, it's CNN. Boy, they restored all this video and audio of everything they had. And they made it this 2-hour documentary about the whole mission of Apollo 11. And it was insane. It was gorgeous. It almost looked HD. And it's just a fascinating topic. And I'm wondering what your first memory is of it or what you remember or where you were or how significant of a day that was for you. I mean, you're one of the people I know that, you know, was an adult, I suppose, then.
The 60s, we will never see another decade like the 60s. Ever again. See another decade like that decade. It was marked by the incredible sadness of assassinations. The Kennedys, Martin Luther King. It was marked by the beginnings of America challenging a war. Our citizens challenged a war. There were demonstrations. There was the... I believe Kent State was in the 60s, where we had our government firing on our people. We had all these things going on, Mike. And then we had, you've got to be kidding me. We're going to the moon? We are actually going to try to put a human being on that thing out there. Which last night was beautiful, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
The night before was a full moon, but last night was almost full and was gorgeous. Mike, I think what I remember from it is the jaw-dropping awesomeness of looking at the moon and thinking, we've got people there.
When they were there?
Yes.
Like going outside that night?
Yeah, and thinking they're on the way there, and then thinking they're actually there.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be kidding me that they're there.
It's still insane sounding, you know? It's still completely fascinating and just from a different, I don't know, can you even imagine how they did that, especially with that technology, the mid-60s.
I know.
Or late 60s. It just seems like space travel's nuts. But watching this doc, I can't imagine humans on Earth that have a bigger sack than the three dudes who did that.
I know.
Because you're not sure it's going to work. And you're taking every safety precaution there is. And you know who doesn't get enough credit is Michael Collins, who was the third guy, because everybody knows Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong.
Uh-huh.
And he's the one who stayed on the ship, I guess, or whatever. But he's just not the household name that those two are. But, man, when you watch this and you just see that rocket take off, it's the most powerful thing you could ever see. And there's just three dudes just sitting on the tip of it. Like, it's crazy.
Well, to be, I mean, basically science dumb,
mm-hmm.
you're sitting there and you're thinking, here's this stories tall rocket. There's three guys, and they're just strapped in this tiny area,
mm-hmm.
and they're sitting on a bajillion gallons of gasoline that somebody's going to put a match to.
Yeah, and that's just supposed to get you to the atmosphere where then you get rid of these rockets, and you're just in the little thing.
I think the thing that I remember besides looking at it was the thought that, who thinks this stuff through?
Yeah.
How brilliant are these people?
How many steps of, we need this much propulsion to get us to here, and then we need to ditch this because of the weight. It's just, the layers of it are just unreal.
It's still fascinating. Now there's the thought to go back to the moon or go back beyond. Can we get to Mars? Good Lord. But back then, it was so unbelievable. Now, I really don't mean to sound old school. Now, we have gotten almost calloused to the race technology has swept us up in. I mean, phones change by the year. TV sets change by the year. I mean, what is car travel going to be like? Are you kidding me? In a few years, we're going to see a whole bunch of self-driven cars? You've got to be kidding me. But back then, Mike, the thought, we're going to send people there? It's going to take 4 days of a rocket? And we're going to, wait a minute, we're going to have a nice soft landing on the moon?
Considering they didn't really know even what the surface felt like
I know.
So many unknowns. Yeah. I loved all these docs and everything that are coming out as a tribute to this, which is, you know, Saturday the anniversary is, because you just learn so much. And it's like, you may not like history even, but watch a doc on this and it's like, how? So many people, how could they pull this off and then do it successfully and safely and bring them back and drop them in the middle of an ocean?
I know.
After this insane reentry when the whole damn thing is on fire, basically.
I know.
And then you just hope these parachutes open. I mean, take any one step of this, and it's the scariest thing in any of our lives.
I wondered, in the doc you saw from CNN, did they address the questions of danger?
Well, it was Nat sound, basically. So there wasn't even I don't think there's even a narrator. It was just using sound from Mission Control, sound from the astronauts, refurbished sound. So, no, they weren't talking about that on the day of the mission.
You know,
they weren't saying,
"Are
you guys? Hey, you guys freaking out up there?" No, so there wasn't. There was much. It was the talk was confident, you know, and like what we have to do. There wasn't any of the.
Okay, sit in the seat next to me.
Oh, we're gonna.
We're
simulate.
On this rocket, okay?
Well, we're already way too far apart because we need.
Okay,
to be, yeah,
exactly.
Not to mention claustrophobia.
Exactly right. Okay, we're sitting there, and we're on the way. It's blasted off, and we're into some other atmosphere. And then we hear, what's that?
Dude, right. Anything.
Anything. The fatal tick. Any fatal tick could be... You've got about another second to live. Literally.
Yeah.
You got about another second to live. Crazy.
It was amazing, man.
I've got a funny sports application, if you'd like.
Okay.
I'm serious. This is funny. It's 1964, and Alvin Dark, who managed the Giants for a long time, was laughing about Gaylord Perry and how bad a hitter Gaylord Perry was.
Mm-hmm.
This is 64 now, okay? And Alvin Dark is laughing in his office about how bad a hitter Gaylord Perry is, and Alvin Dark says, quote, to the press, it was written down, "A man will walk on the moon before Gaylord Perry hits a home run." 5 years later, July 20th, 1969, Neil Armstrong sets foot on the moon, and 34 minutes later, Gaylord Perry hits the first home run of his career.
Boy's friend.
Is that crazy?
I think that's the greatest Twitch note of all time.
That was just
that is crazy.
That
I never heard that
crazy
one.
Isn't it?
Oh, that's great.
Isn't it a great story?
That's funny.
I stumbled on that story during research for the book, and holy cow.
That's nuts.
But you're right, Mike. There's just this, when you sit and think of it, the awe of this.
Yeah.
You're looking at the moon, and
do you know where you were?
I don't.
You don't recall?
I don't.
Were you watching on like the family sitting around on the little TVs because they have a ton of footage of that?
The family, yeah, the family, and you're just glued to it for days.
Yeah,
you're glued to because honestly, you're living with this tiny little piece of you that considers the terror of it,
yeah.
Not the accomplishment of it. Yes, the accomplishment of it, but also the potential terror of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're thinking. No, and there's still conspiracy people who say it was all faked.
Yeah, okay.
We never landed.
Right.
It was a movie studio in L.A.
Yeah. Well, among the wormholes I went down for this thing, there's a side wormhole that we're going to talk about on Saturday because two missions after that was Apollo 14, and Alan Shepard, without NASA knowing it, sneaks a golf club and golf balls onto the spaceship, which when you dig into that story, because we've all seen the shot, you know, but it hit me the other day. I'm like, why the hell were they playing golf on the moon? And I got an interesting story about that, and we'll do it on Saturday. How's that for a tease?
Now that's a tease.
Cirque du Soleil show, which is also great.